The Patient's Bill of Rights passed the Senate Friday night. It was the first major Democratic initiative since the party took control of the Senate after Vermont's James Jeffords declared himself an independent. Joining us is NPR's congressional correspondent, Steve Inskeep. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Leanne.
Step back just a bit. That was historic legislation the senators were passing, but, I mean, listening to that, the mood was more exhaustion than ebullience.
In fact, by the end, hardly anybody was there. The Senate debated all last week. It went into extra innings in a sense. Normally, the Senate gets out of town on a Thursday night. They stayed until a Friday night. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle insisted that these senators stay in town until they pass this legislation, even though they were all dying to go on the 4th of July week-long vacation that they had scheduled. And when around 7 or 8 o'clock Friday night, they finally began voting, senators would cast their vote and then just disappear. And so by the time that this historic moment arrived, that they tallied up the votes, there were maybe only 10 senators in the chamber.
As we heard, the president has said he's not going to sign it in his present form. What does that mean? Is he going to veto it or not?
Well, it depends on a lot of factors, one of them, of course, being whether the bill changes. The president has endorsed a somewhat different version of the Patient's Bill of Rights in the House. It's one of a couple of different versions in the House. And as this goes over to the other chamber, the question is, does it change there? And perhaps more significantly, what happens when the two houses try to get together to resolve their differences on this bill? They'll have a conference. It's private negotiations. Anything can happen. And in the end, the president is just going to face perhaps a rather difficult decision over whether this bill is satisfactory to him and his supporters or not.
What would make the bill satisfactory to
him? Well, they're arguing over extremely arcane details, Leanne, but they get to a basic political conflict. This is an extremely popular bill. President Bush himself says he favored it. He said so during the campaign. And the bill's supporters say that the rights that patients get under this bill are meaningless unless you can also sue if your rights are denied, if you're denied treatment by your health insurance company. Business groups hate this for the same reason. They accept that something might pass. It's just too popular. But they want to limit their liability from lawsuits. Health insurance companies don't want to get sued. Businesses, employers that provide health insurance for their employees don't want to get sued. And so they're demanding limitations on the lawsuits. And so what they're arguing over are these details. And the question is, can you change the bill enough that it still protects patients, but also has enough protections for businesses that the president's strongest supporters, really, in the business community, don't get too angry?
Explain something for us. When the Senate changed hands from the Republicans to the Democrats, a lot of people said it's not going to make that much difference. It's still the same 100 senators. But, I mean, hearing what you just said, this does seem like a difference from a couple of months ago.
Yeah, roles have been very much reversed in the last couple of months, Leanne. Just a couple of months ago, the Republicans were in charge. They rammed through President Bush's tax cut. It was something that a majority of Democrats hated. But the fact was, Republicans were in control of the agenda. They were able to set the rules under which a vote would take place, and they were able to force a vote on this tax bill. And in the end, it was popular enough that there were enough moderate Democrats, Democrats in the middle, that just could not vote no, that could not just reject this thing. And so even though the Senate was evenly divided, the tax cut passed fairly easily. Now the exact opposite thing has happened, Leanne. The Democrats control the agenda, even though it's the same 100 senators. The Democrats were able to pull up a piece of their agenda that Republicans, by and large, don't like. But it's also, again, broadly popular, and there were just enough moderate Republicans who actually very much wanted the legislation, and a few others who could not see themselves voting no. So simply by controlling the agenda, each side was able to take at least the more popular parts of their program and assure that it at least passed the Senate, although who knows if it'll ultimately become law and in what form.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask, as we all know, Vice President Cheney was in the hospital this weekend. He had a cardiac defibrillator implanted. He says he's going to be back on Monday. Is he covered under this Patient's Bill of Rights?
Well, you know, Leanne, as a matter of fact, I believe he is, or he would be if it were, if it became law. The vice president said that he has Blue Cross insurance as he was preparing to go into the hospital on Friday. But interestingly enough, even if he were under a federal employee health plan, he would be covered. One of the changes that they did make during that extra day of trying to work out this legislation on Friday was that the Senate agreed to apply this to federal employees and people on Medicare, as well as everybody else who has an insurance plan of some kind or another. So there's now more than 190 million Americans who would get these basic patients' rights if some version of this bill becomes law.
NPR's congressional correspondent, Steve Inskeep. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Happy to help.